Greetings and welcome to Fountain of Life's Daily Inspirations. This is Philip Hodson, and today we will be beginning a short series. I'd like to begin today in Psalm number 1, and let's open up to Psalm number 1 together. We can begin reading there in the first verse. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Now this psalm is a very wonderful and beautiful psalm. You know, it starts with a word in verse 1 there, blessed. And you know, when we read those words, it should inspire our hearts, realizing that the psalms, you know, they are songs. They are songs, they are poems that were lifted to God in songs of praise and adoration, songs of prayer, songs of lamentation. And yet this first one here is a song of declaration before God. And it begins with the word blessed, blessed. You know, it's God's longing and desire to shower his blessing upon the children of men. We can see that throughout the scripture. But this blessing can only be realized when men will turn away from their iniquities and sins and turn to him. And Psalm chapter 1 tells us of the man that is going to experience and walk in God's blessing. And it says here, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. So what we see here is the world in this psalm is split up into two groups. And right here we have the ungodly and the godly. In this psalm we see two different types of people, the ungodly and the godly. And he tells us the man that is blessed is the godly man. And he tells us very well, he defines in a very narrow way what this godly man looks like. And this godly man is in total contrast to this ungodly man. And you know, when I say man, we could be speaking of a man or a woman, a person, a human being. But there is a godly person, and there is ungodly. And here he divides the whole world and every inhabitant of the earth into two categories, the godly and the ungodly. And he tells us what the godly person looks like. And so if we can figure out what the godly person looks like, you know, very well defined, it's a very narrow group. You know, it would mean that the ungodly group equals everybody else. The heart, the mind, the meditation, the walk in the way of the godly is described here in detail. It is one who does not give any weight to the arguments and positions of the ungodly. And we live in a world when ungodliness abounds on every side, where the universities and even the seminaries now are full of the teachings and instructions and wisdom and logic and reasoning of ungodly men. But it says here that the godly will not walk in the councils, in the positions and the arguments of the ungodly. He won't be found in the way of sinners, nor sitting among the scornful and mocking men of this world. The vivid mark of this one's life is an absolute love and adoration for the living God. It's an obsession with God, with his word, with his ways. These are the consuming passion of his life. The godly man is one who longs for the courts of the Lord, whose heart and flesh cry out for the living God, who yearns for God as a deer pants for water, who esteems one day in the presence of the Lord to be higher than 10,000 anywhere else. The godly man is one who the word of God here says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. It means it's his pleasure, his longing, his desire. What he takes delight in is the law of the Lord. This is a godly man, one who longs for nothing but the will of God, nothing but to please the Lord, nothing but to know the heart and character of God. This is a godly man. And there are so many promises in this psalm for the godly. He says, that man who loves the Lord more than anything else, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Oh, what a promise. Who wouldn't want that promise? But that promise is tied up in the person of the godly, the one who longs for, yearns for God. The Bible says that to be born again means to be born of the Spirit of God. And it tells us that when the Spirit of God comes into a man's heart and into his life, it's a spirit of adoption, and this spirit cries out, Abba, Father. This spirit within the heart of a man cries out, Daddy. Daddy, I long to know you. Daddy, I long to please you. Daddy, I long to follow you. Daddy, I long for your presence. I want to be near you. This is the Spirit of God that dwells in the heart of a man. And this Spirit delights in God, delights in the presence of God. The Bible says if we have not this Spirit, we are none of his. But to be born of God means to be born of his Spirit and to have a Spirit in our heart that yearns and longs for God, that groans within us for God and for his will. And we can read these things throughout the New Testament. But the man that has this Spirit and yields to this Spirit within himself and longs for the presence of God has promises. Oh, such beautiful promises laid before him. Verse 4 of this psalm says, the ungodly, though, are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. You know, when we think of godly, I think it would be very good for us not to define godly as, you know, what kind of pants we wear or what kind of dresses we wear, or not by what color of clothing we wear or what kind of vehicle we wear, though, you know, godliness will affect all these things in our lives. Godliness, though, you know, we have some of the according to Scripture, some of the ungodliest men were men that were on the outward doing everything right. So we can't define godliness by a bunch of outward actions. Godliness, according to this psalm, is a position of the heart and a position of the life. A godly is one who is focused entirely on God, whose life is consumed with God, is directed entirely towards God. His goals are God for the living God. That is godliness. Ungodliness would be a life not directed entirely towards God. And that is a very broad way. You have religious ungodly people. You have self-righteous ungodly people. And you have drug-addicted ungodly people. And self-centered and money-driven and pleasure-driven ungodly people. But the godly, there is one definition for them. They delight in the law of the Lord. They long for God. They seek after God. They yearn for him. They yearn for his glory. They yearn for his presence. Oh, and the godly shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Verse 6, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Again, here we have the righteous, and we have the unrighteous. The righteous is one who is living in right standing with God, right communion with God, an open relationship with the living God. Tomorrow we'll carry on with this theme of the godly and the ungodly, godliness, righteousness, unrighteousness, and what it means to be a child of God and to burn in your heart with the longings and yearnings of the Spirit of God that cries out, Abba, Daddy. But may the Lord bless you this day, and may you hunger and thirst after his righteousness, for his promise is that you will be filled. May God bless you.